This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Fro-Cast, hosted by my guy Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Fro-Cast episode 187. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex Keaton, and I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, aka Mr. Thanksgiving. Back in the building, man.
Man, it felt like it was 1 week. It felt like it was like 9 weeks. I feel like we was off.
Yeah, you know, since Fro-Cast on Thursdays, we, you know, we let people be with their families, you know. Hey, but we back, man.
We back, man. We back in the building. People happy about that. We back in the building with a bunch of bullshit to talk about this week.
Sound effects, boy. Hey, somebody must check.
A little stocking stuffer, you know what I'm saying? A little stocking stuffer, you know.
Is that from a fan? I mean, there's a gift, like all these other people be getting gifts from their online people.
I mean, yeah, we're not in that number, bro. I mean, I've even heard people getting starting podcasts after us, and talking to presidents and shit like that, man. Like
nominees and first lady.
I think we got the game fucked up. Man. I think if we've been doing this for this long and we ain't made it yet, we ain't shit.
Hey, man, but we know we ain't shit, though. So that's the thing. We not trying to aspire to be above shit. Like, that's want to stay shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we got to do.
This is completely accurate. You know, I just...
Think about it, man. We are not productive people in society. We can't be unleashed onto the masses.
Nah.
We're like heroin. We got to be taking the small dose.
You fucking die. You fucking listen to the wrong episode, you'll die.
That's all right, just spread misinformation to the masses.
Right, you know what I'm saying? How reckless would that be? I'd be like Fox News.
They'd be like, yo, it's all right, said da 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 da. They're like, what?
I wouldn't know Fox News to pick up something I said. And I think I'd be happy at that point. I think I'd be validated at that point. Now, they might think I'm a Republican, but I'm just saying. I just need them to take something I say and just run with it as a broadcast.
This is Spencer Smith. I'm here with Saul Wright. He's an editor at Nappy.
Wookie Bookie, nigga. Wookie Bookie. It's so much shit we could talk about on this episode, but I don't have the heart.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. The country's crazy.
I know one thing we won't be talking about in this episode. Did you see the article GQ Blue sent us earlier today? Asked us to talk about Fro-Cast.
I opened... this is one of our text conversations. We text each other all the time. And I saw... When I opened it up, I saw it. It said semen is... now, how did it go? Semen is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And women's ejaculate is... Was it... What was it, religious? Was it
something like that? Yes.
It was enough to say fuck this article. Now, I didn't read a single morsel of that motherfucker, but where did he get this article from?
Hey, he said it was on his Facebook feed, and I was like, what black power group was this in? Because this was some crazy shit. Like, at first I was just like, okay, you know, I'm just reading the article, then I was like, this is real serious. Like, this nigga's for real. Like, I was just like, whoever wrote this article is for real about what he's talking about. He's talking about how a woman should, you know.
Uh-oh, we lost you. We lost you. You there?
I think it is. Let's keep it real, people. Squirting is pee. Like, I mean, it comes from the same fucking hole. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. That's what it is. Like, a liquid that comes out of urethra is piss. It might not be 100% piss, but it's at least 25-30%, which means it's piss. The one drop.
The article says how sperm, semen, is medicinal and female ejaculate is spiritual.
Oh, man.
A must read. Now, look, I don't... Sometimes this the whole black power hippie movement goes to realms that I'm just not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's okay. I think the problem with that is that there's a lot of people who ain't ready for it that will just keep retweeting and posting this shit. Yes. And have no fucking idea what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's okay to be ignorant to something. Just, hey, I don't fucking know. I don't know. And frankly, I don't know what it serves a purpose. If you're not trying to be with that person, what does this article do for you? If you just smash it, what the fuck does it matter if it's medicinal or spiritual or... What does it matter?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, it's a nigga looking out for all niggas. He trying to get all these girls out here drinking babies. I ain't mad at the nigga. But don't package it up like it's some deep shit when all you trying to do is like, yo, women, start swallowing nuts. Niggas, let these girls piss on you. I mean, that's what he's saying. And it's just like, you know, niggas that like getting pissed on, you know, they try to justify it by saying, oh, it's not piss. Trying to make me like the squirting shit. Have women been squirting for years? Like, I hope my mama wasn't squirting. I mean, hey,
wow.
I'm just saying.
Escalated quickly. Shit. You went straight from the game, goddamn throat.
Any squirting? Like,
oh, God. Wait, pause. Pineapples.
I'm just saying.
I think.
Phenomenon, man.
Maybe we just not fucking right, Germ. Maybe, I mean, in my life, I've had 2 squirters.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Maybe I'm not fucking right.
I've had squirters, but my whole thing was the first time it happened, I was like, yo, what is this shit running down my leg? You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, what's going on here? Like, you know what I'm saying? It smelled funny. It kind of smelled like pee. So I was like, yo, girl, this chick peed on me. I mean, she was pregnant, so I assumed it was some kind of side effect of her being pregnant. So I was just like, damn, man, you know, this fucked up. You know, do I tell her? You know what I'm saying? You know, I know she felt that shit. Like, so what is it? So, but yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. I know it means you know, you put it down, you make a girl squirt. So I mean, hey, I mean, it's just too much mess.
Hey, I just ain't fucking right. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. That's all I know. I don't know. I know the dudes are paying a lot of money for these chicks in these cam rooms to squirt, make themselves squirt. If you're making yourself squirt, you're definitely peeing. You're definitely. If you're rubbing your clit and you squirt, you're definitely peeing. You're peeing. No, you're just pissing in the room and niggas is paying for it, and that's cool. Just say that's what you into.
That's what you like.
Man, I don't know what's going on with these people, man. The article was definitely weird. I don't really know what else to say about that shit. GQ was on some other shit. I didn't know GQ was at Boho.
I mean, GQ, man,
is he studying?
Didn't he just get a tattoo of like a rising phoenix?
He has a tattoo of the entire map of Louisville. His whole arm is the whole upper arm of GQ has been tattooed now. It went from like a ankh to a map.
Yeah, ankh up. Yeah, it just is. Yeah, the ankh is the center of. Yeah, man, it's crazy, man.
I don't know. It's some huge shit, but I didn't know that he was into this. Like, he probably into that whole 9-day tantric sex shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just locking chicks in rooms and then they quote unquote having sex for 9 days. Yeah. Motherfuckers dehydrated and. Smell like
they talking about man can orgasm without actually orgasming. Like, how do you get to that level? Like, you like, oh, like I just that tantric shit, man. Like, yo, like I don't get it.
That's what I said. We not doing this shit right.
Skinny nigga sex, bro. The skinny nigga sex. Not down with it. Man. Ain't no fat niggas doing tantric. Fuck that shit, man.
It's a race at that point. What's hey? She decides she smashed. It's a race. Hey, shit. You better get that before I do. I don't know what else to tell you. Exactly. This is the post-Thanksgiving show. How was your Thanksgiving? Sounds like it's still going on.
Man. Did I hit the cough button? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the cough button, man, went off.
Oh, man. Anyway, Thanksgiving was awesome. Food, awesome. Family, awesome. Man, the dressing, man, this year was fucking amazing. Cranberry sauce, you know, the fixings. Honey baked ham. Shit, everything, man. Potato salad, everything, man. My plate was fucking. I had like 3-pound plate.
3 pounds. Fucking,
yeah.
So
I didn't want no leftovers after Thanksgiving. Ate so much on Thanksgiving. I was like, yo, day after, I don't want no fucking leftovers, man. I'm good.
So I'm gonna guess, you know, based on our show before, that you had none. No turkey.
No birds, son. Don't eat no turkey, bro. Sorry.
No turkey. So you got the shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice.
You got the ham.
Ham, greens, string beans, potato salad, dressing. What else was on that plate? Cranberries. You gotta have cranberry sauce. Mac and cheese, yams. Fucking, man. That plate was fucking humongous, man.
Damn.
And that's then it was, yeah, you know, I smoked a couple of joints before I went in there. So, you know, I was I was, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, ready to go.
So you went into munchie mode.
Man, what are you talking about?
Damn. When, I love you. Yeah. Wait. You was with family.
Yes.
Family know you smoke?
I mean, a couple of them do, but you know, I mean, I'm like this, man. I'm like this with my in-laws. Look, I've been with your daughter for a long time. I ain't never laid my hands on her. So what I do is my business. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
you went into your in-laws' house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Newly, no longer Christian, and smoking weed. That's what you brought to the function this year.
I'm that same person. They know who I am. I mean, they know I'm a good person. I mean, damn.
But they didn't know you wasn't Christian. They didn't know that, you know, you fucking Antichrist now. You smoking weed?
I'm not laying like I was smoking in their house. I was, you know.
But
I
mean, you came in, weed kind of follows you.
I mean, but I mean, I took a shower, changed clothes. I didn't have the same clothes on. I was, you know, I dressed up. You know what I'm saying? I had the khakis on and the boat shoes and a nice little button-up shirt, man. You know,
oh,
I
look. Wow. You got a collar on this shit?
Yes, man. Yes.
I definitely need footage of this. We didn't do much, man. You know, the wife got the fried turkey.
Yes, was it delicious?
It was good. It was a little salty, and I like salty shit, but it was a little salty. Hey, I don't know, but you know, after like day three, it was on point.
Okay.
It needed some extra time for that shit to settle. Day three was on fire.
Maybe you just got one of the flavor pockets where they injected it. And you know what I'm saying? You ate one of the spots where, you know, where it was injected at.
Man, that whole motherfucker was
flavor pockets. Yeah.
He was just out there, man. We was like, wow, this is, wow. It tasted like barbecue turkey.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like he had a little extra smoke in it, but it was a little salty. But I was all right. We kept rocking with it. You know, the wife made the size. Nothing extra crunchy this year. She made so much food that she forgot to put shit on the fucking plate. Man. It's just the two of us, you know what I'm saying? But that's her thing, so I don't say nothing. We making plates, our plates full, we eating. We done got full. She's like, oh, I forgot such and such and such and such. I said, see, that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. You done made too much food to even keep track of. But
it was straight. Ate a whole spot, my nigga.
What, you ate a whole one?
I ate a whole one, my nigga.
Oh, speaking of which, you know, B-Eazy got on us for saying that Patty's pies was raw.
They are raw. He jumps a thing.
Patty said they cooked. All you have to do is put them in the oven if you want to warm.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it's cooking instructions on the side of that bitch.
Exactly. Your edges got to be brown. Like, I don't want
no. Right. Those is cooking instructions. It don't say warming. It's cooking.
Yes.
Bitch, they not cooked. Fuck what Patty talking about. Patty was over there making nice with Charlamagne. Charlamagne said he wanted to drag her. So I know she wasn't even talking right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that shit, man. But you ate a whole goddamn pie?
Whole sweet potato pie, my nigga.
In one sitting?
I ate the whole pie by myself in like maybe 3 hours. It might have been a little longer than that, but
God damn.
I ate a piece. Then I cut another two pieces. Then I was like, yo, fuck it. I can't just leave this last little. Man, I'm going to eat this piece too. Damn. And that shit was delicious, man. So, yeah. I'm still waiting to try the patty pies. They ain't been re-upped yet. So, you know, I live close to a Walmart, so I'm waiting. Because I went the other day, man, I just had an urge for a sweet potato pie, and I don't know what I was going to do.
Hey, man, you know, I'm glad that the fucking leftovers are over.
Yes.
I'm not one of those people that get hype about Thanksgiving leftovers all week. I don't like leftovers in general.
I like one plate, maybe. But then it's like, you know what I'm saying, after that second day, like, you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that's why I hate it always having Thanksgiving in my house, because I don't want no leftovers there. Like, I don't want them there.
And it's not like it's leftovers for one meal a day. Like, that's what you eating. So, motherfucking, it was turkey for lunch, turkey for dinner, turkey for lunch, turkey. Man, hey, fuck this turkey, straight up.
It's a. I want to make turkey casserole and made turkey, put turkey here. You like, God damn, boy, I'm getting tired of this one. That's maybe why I don't like turkey no more, man.
You OD'd on turkey.
Yeah.
You're fucking over turkey. Yeah. Laid out in the streets, man. Hey, that's enough for me. My wife, you know, she cook all that shit. And then when it's time, I know how it's going to go at the end of the night. You get to put it all away. Like, nigga, you know we don't have enough refrigerator space for this. So now I got to play MacGyver and figure out what fucking, Tupperware and shit. I got to stack this shit up and make containers out of cups with lids and jars. And it was too much work, but I'm glad it's over. Back to the regular shit.
See on Facebook that turkey they made with the can of butter?
What?
Can of butter on turkey, man. Like, you know, they made like a fucking turkey Thanksgiving dinner to get you high. Nigga.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Nigga. I'm doing that shit one day.
You don't even like turkey though, so what you gonna make? Chicken?
Yeah, I do chicken then. I do some Cornish hens or some shit, but I'm gonna motherfucking do that shit.
Who you gonna feed it to?
You know, I got friends. I'll take it to work. Look, I'll take it to work. I'll be that guy that's gonna take it to work, get everybody out. Like, fuck it, man.
Hey, you don't need them problems at work.
Hey, I didn't know what it was. I bought it. This is how I bought it.
It's an episode of Everybody Hates Chris around this motherfucker. You cook it with the goddamn weed, you let some shit happen. A lot of shit to talk about. I feel like it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk about Kobe retiring. Go ahead.
The Mamba, man. There's a player of our generation right there, man. 20 years of basketball, man. Kobe, one of the best, like one of the top 10 players of all time, man. Top 10. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, I hate to see him going down like this. Like, where, you know, he scored like, 30 last night? You know,
finally.
Yeah, but it like took him like 60 shots. You know what I'm saying? And then like the other night he was trying to shake that dude and Kobe just looked like he was 47. And it just, you know, man. He deserved better than this. You know, his team he owned, got 2 wins, 3 wins.
They're fucking terrible. They're
fucking trash. It's like Kobe don't deserve this, man. Let him go to the Spurs, man. Like, let him sit the bench, man. He don't deserve this, man.
I don't want to see him go out like he's going out. Like, I feel like he's also robbing the Lakers. Like, so that's the dichotomy of the situation. Kobe gave them a lot of fucking years. Throwback, man. Like, Kobe's giving them a lot of years, a lot of good years, fucking rings, you know what I'm saying? All that shit is proper. But he got a $25 million contract, and he knew he couldn't play.
Hey, listen, hey, I didn't sign that contract. I just signed it.
But you gotta know that if they giving you $25 million and Steve Nash is on the book for like 17, they have no money to give nobody else. Thus, you have the 1-99 Lakers.
And you have held the yes, you have held them for ransom these last couple of years. Which, like I said, Kobe deserves that money, but I am a firm believer of paying people. You don't pay people for what they've done.
Right.
You pay for what they going to do. And Kobe, as a Kobe, should have said, look, Lakers, man, you know I'm good with money. Like, so y'all can pay me the minimum y'all got to pay me, and let's redo this deal, and let's get some more people in here. That's what Kobe should have done.
He should have done.
But his ego would not allow that, and now you're stuck with Roy Hibbert. Who else is out there?
First of all, why did you go get Roy Hibbert?
I mean, I guess they need a big man. But
they still need a big man.
Yeah, but Roy Hibbert, that's your answer? Roy Hibbert? Like, he has a perfect name for him.
Like, he looks like a Roy Hibbert. Yeah, like, he looks like a goddamn Roy Hibbert. It's just bad. It's bad. So I hate to see Kobe go out like this. I hate to see Tiger Woods go out like this.
Tiger Woods? Who is that?
Oh, that one black guy who changed the rules of golf when he came. I'm sorry, Kaplan Asian. The Kaplan Asian guy who came in to play golf and changed all the rules.
Any good?
Well, he was at one point. Now that motherfucker misses as many cuts as I have. This motherfucker ain't won a golf. I mean, shit. So he said that he's done. You know what I'm saying? And we got your boy Peyton Manning is done.
Damn.
It's a bad look right now for us.
Man.
It's a bad look for us now, man. We all looking at the young kids. That's all that's left. The young cats got to come up. Because the old cats, they getting the fuck out the box.
They getting them out of there.
The fuck out the box, man. Your boy Brady might still stay around, though.
Brady said he could play 5 to 7 more years.
I don't doubt that. I mean, you know, the league coddles you. You don't really get hit. Of course, you can play another 5 to 7 years.
I mean, make the throws you make. You only need to throw 10 yards.
That's all he throws. Now he's probably one of the best at throwing 10 yards.
Yeah,
but that's it. If you want to throw a bunch of slant routes, you got people who can run a slant. Hey, why not play forever? I'm not mad at you. If that's your thing, that's what you do. You're not out there like Sam Bradford, who ain't figured out how to fucking throw. How's that working out for y'all?
Fuck him. Fuck Chip Kelly, man. I mean, goddamn.
Is it over?
Bro, it's super over, man. Like, Chip Kelly has set the Eagles back like 3 to 5 years, like, with the bullshit he pulled. Like, I don't know why they gave this guy so much fucking control, and now it's going to cost us in the long run. Like, I mean.
So they made the playoffs that, was it his first year there? And they were like 11-6
or something? 10-6. No, he was 10-6 every year. 10-6, 10-6. Except for this year, he ain't going to be no fucking 10-6. You know what I'm saying?
10-6, 10-6, and then you fired everybody. mm-hmm. brought in a bunch of players, and now you're not only bad on offense, you're bad on defense. You're fucking terrible. He's fired. Mm. Now, maybe he'll go to Mizzou. You know what I'm saying? Since we need a coach.
Ooh, Lovie Smith?
Okay, no. First of all, not Lovie Smith. I'm talking about Chip.
Oh.
Maybe Chip will go to Mizzou.
Oh, man.
Lovie's got another 3 seasons in him for what he's done with Jameis.
No, Lovie doesn't. Lovie, this is it for Lovie.
How you figure that?
Because you got a new quarterback, franchise quarterback. Get you a new coach in that can groom this quarterback. Lovie is a defensive coach. He cannot groom Jameis.
Jameis is doing all right.
So Jameis could do even better if he had an offensive-minded coach. So Lovie got to go. Nah, just gotta, can't waste. You can't keep wasting. And then Jameis got to learn a new system. So go ahead, cut your losses now. You see what you got. Get rid of Lovie. Bring in a new guy that's offensive minded and let him go, man. Like, he got weapons out there. Lovie is not new.
Hey,
James, how you defensive minded coach? Your defense sucks. Like,
come on. It's because he's still doing the cover two. He's the only coach in the league that's still doing cover two.
Exactly. So just get rid of Lovie, man. Lovie is not
new. Don't do that, man. Y'all got to quit doing that to Lovie. Lovie might fuck around and get coach of the year. Tampa wins the South.
Ron Rivera got that sold up, man. Sorry.
Tampa won't win the South, but they might fuck around and make the playoffs.
Possibly. The NFC is that bad.
I saw they put up the graphic the other day, and they said in the hunt, and the Rams were on there. Rams are 4-7 or some shit. I was like, what the fuck? We still in the picture? We still got a shot?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible, man. The NFC
is that bad this year. It's like, besides the Panthers, you know, the Falcons that fell back, they probably went like 6-6 now, some shit like that.
It might be sad.
7-5. I think they might be 7-5. But I mean, the Falcons, they done fell back. The Pack done fell back to the Pack. Shout out to GQ Blue.
Pack is actually in second place for the first time.
Second place in that division. Then out west, I mean, Seattle's still in the hunt, even though the Cardinals, you know, they up. But, you know the Cardinals are the Cardinals, so we know what to expect. You know, how do we get into sports talk? We ain't been getting
people. I just jumped into sports talk.
Year, man. We did this.
I just jumped into sports talk because Kobe retired, man. Yes. That sparked it. So, if we're looking at the NFL, the Patriots are 10-1. They're going to win that division again.
Easily.
The second place team is the fucking Jets, and they're 6-5, so they're out of it.
Yeah.
The Bengals, going to win that division again.
Yep.
9-2. Second place is the Steelers at 6-5, so they're out of it. The Broncos, 9-2.
Mm.
Next team is the Chiefs at 6-5. They're damn near fucking done.
Yep.
The Colts. Now, this is division. The AFC South is up for grabs. The Colts and the Texans, both 6-5. The Jags are 4-7. The Jags! The fucking Jags have a shot of winning their division.
Yes.
This is disgusting. The Panthers undefeated. We already know how that's going. The Falcons have no chance in hell of catching them at 6-5. But the Bucs might catch up and get to second place.
Yeah.
And if they get second, they might get a wild card spot.
Mm.
So I don't know about that whole South. What happened to the Saints?
The Bucs 5-6?
Yeah, the Bucs are 5-6.
Okay.
So they're not bad. They're just in a fucked up division right now. There's no chance they're going to catch the Panthers. And then NFC, NFC North, you got the Vikings over the Packers. That's a tight race. That division's actually kind of up there. Yeah. The Vikings, the Packers, and the Bears are all within like 2-3 wins of each other. Mm. The Redskins, the NFC East is the worst division in the league.
By far.
This is fucking trash, bro. The first place team has a losing record. And it's a tie. The Redskins and the Giants are both 5-6 for first place.
Wow.
The Eagles are 4-7 and still have a shot. And the Cowboys are 3-8. Could win 2 games and fuck around and be in first place.
Jeez.
Division is garbage. Division is garbage. And of course, we just talked about the NFC West, the Cardinals being the Cardinals. But you know, I don't know what to do with this shit.
Because I think all 5 of their wins have came in the division or some crazy shit like that.
Who, the Cardinals?
No, the Redskins.
Oh, the Redskins are owning their division.
Yeah, I think they're just like 5-0 in the division. Like, they're their only wins. Like, that's it.
But shit, that's how the Rams did it. The difference is that the Redskins will probably make the playoffs.
Mm.
The Rams have not. Mm.
Hey, how's that Sierra Russell Wilson thing working out?
They still in second place, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, second? Mm.
They're still in second place.
It was in first before her.
I'm just saying. They also listened to the playoffs last season, and they ran
it
up.
So. It's funny how they talk about it on the news, and I told you, man, they talk about it.
That's because he's black. He's black when he's fucking up. Mm-hmm. And when he's not, when he's winning, they don't reference his skin color. But he's black when he starts losing. Mm. I wanted to talk about briefly the fucking Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
What the hell is going on?
Heard of them?
I keep hearing comparisons of your boy Steph Curry to not only being better than LeBron right now, but to be playing Jordan-esque basketball.
I mean, listen, Steph Curry is balling. Is balling out of control.
He's scoring.
I've been watching the highlights. He's scoring. But let's be honest, people. We can't start throwing him up in the names. Like, listen, Steph Curry is not a complete player. He doesn't play defense. So, therefore, we can't throw him in the category up there with the big boys, the big names, the Kobe's, the LeBron.
Keep people busy. I got to knock at the door. Keep going.
Okay, we can't throw him up there. You know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't play defense. He is an awesome offensive player. Awesome. Deadly. I mean, last night in Charlotte, he was doing, it was amazing. He was fucking awesome. But I cannot put him up there in the upper echelon of basketball players because he doesn't play defense. I'm sorry. That's about being a complete player, and he's not a complete player. Score machine, yes. He doesn't play both ends of the court. So let's calm down. Let's just enjoy Steph for what he is. He is an awesome player. Let's enjoy that. Quit trying to throw him all the way up there with the greats, man. Let him have a great career. He might end up being the greatest shooter of all time. And yes, he's a great player now, but he's not better than LeBron. He's not. LeBron is still LeBron. I mean, what else do you want from LeBron? Man won titles. He got MVPs. Does it all. Steph got one MVP, one title. Okay, LeBron has that. LeBron actually has 4 MVPs and 2 titles. And he always plays in the finals. So, you know, I'm not getting on my LeBron boat. Not going to do it. I'm just going to sit here and let bask in the glory. Let's, you know, the Warriors on a great run. They were like 17, 18 and 0. I mean, they might even beat their own pace. They had the best record of all time. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want to see. I mean, I like witnessing history, so this would be something dope to see. I mean, are they going to win 80 games? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? They might win 70. They might. I mean, I could see it happening with this weak ass, the way that the game is now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Kobe, and, you know, hey, it's just, so, you know. Hey, I'm babbling on. Sorry. We're going to pause at 27-13. Until Sol Wright gets back.
I'm back, man. I'm back. Sorry. See, about that.
Sol Wright saved me, man, because I was about to go to dead air for about 4 seconds. I don't know if I could do this. So I had a little pressure, you know.
My bad, man. My hippie ass wife just ordered some salmon, so I had to get the goddamn box and put it in the freezer. Anyway.
What?
What you mean?
You ordered some what?
Some salmon.
Oh, salmon. Oh, okay, okay.
Or some salmon, depending on where the fuck you from.
Hey, man, listen. I don't eat that shit no how. I eat no fish, bro. I'm sorry. I don't do it, man.
No fish? No shrimp? No.
I mean, I eat fish if it's filleted, and you got to guarantee me there's no bones in it. Like, you got to.
Yeah,
I don't. And that salmon look a little scary to me, man, because it's just too red, man. It's just like, it just look too fishy to me, and I'm just like, man, I'm good, bro. Like,
nigga, one bone, and the deal is over. I'm done eating that place. I hate that shit.
See, Granny got a bone stuck in her throat.
Oh.
When I was a kid, and that shit just terrorized me. I was like, yo, I'm never gonna eat fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to go, she had to go to the doctor to get that shit out. And I was just like, I'm never gonna eat fish. And I just never have, man.
Yeah, that shit is rough, man. I'm sorry, I missed all you're talking about Steph Curry. But what you said, the last part that I heard is completely thing, and that's where I'm from. Is the complete thing is that he's not a complete player.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a complete player. The motherfucker plays no defense, which, by the way, is why I think it's hilarious that everybody's tripping off of Dirk Nowitzki getting turned around on that little move. That's not a crossover. That's Dirk defense.
Yes, the Dirk fuck he's been doing? Ass, bad feet and all, man. Like, that's what you get. You get a 7-foot man on the wing. What do you think was going to happen on defense? Like, I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
I've been saying this about Dirk for how long now? When your boy Dub used to ride for Dirk, I was like, the nigga is not complete. It's not complete. Of course he gets double doubles. He's 7 feet tall.
Yes.
He'd be shit if he didn't get any doubles.
He should get 10 rebounds a game. Of course. I'd be pissed if my 7-foot ain't get 10 rebounds.
God damn. But Steph Curry don't play no defense. He gets you the shot. He makes amazing shots. He's an offensive catalyst. I get it. But Jordan? I think people forget. And I'm not even a Jordan fan either like that.
Jordan,
that's right. Well, Jordan when you take the shoes.
Jordan, period, man. Right, like, yeah, Jordan.
Cheese eyes. I have cheese eyes.
The goggles. Provolone pecs. Provolone peepers.
That motherfucker had game.
Monster monocles.
Stupid as fuck. The golden gaze. It doesn't matter. Dad jeans central. Look, that motherfucker had game. Priest
jeans in 2015, bro.
Like, he still priest of Jinko jeans at that.
Man, and then he put the starch on the Niagara can. Yeah. Man, Jordan just a country Bama, man.
Oh my! There's a picture of him wearing the Jordan 2s on like late night. It's one of the late night shows. And this nigga has on like a Saran wrap jumpsuit. And it's like a rose gold. It's the worst looking shit ever. I said, like, what the fuck? Jordan been tacky for a long time. A long time. But yeah, man. I think, you know, we got to slow down. We got to let these people have their moment. Just say it's a good moment and leave it alone. Just like that top 10 list we talked about last show. Mm-hmm. Look, Kendrick Lamar shouldn't be on anybody's top 10 list of all time. I'm sorry. He shouldn't. You're just not supposed to be there. Your boy gave us a list. Furious gave us a list of his top 10. And he said, you know, props to Furious. He said that I challenged someone to slander this list. He put up his criteria as longevity, influence, impact, which is sales, and relevancy. Around amounts of business moves and major marketing campaigns for the albums. That's what he's talking about. That just sounds like money. But okay. I guess we start at the bottom.
Okay.
His number 10 is E-40. His list is already over. This list is already. If you don't live in California, E-40's not on your fucking list. I'm sorry. He's not.
E-40?
I'm sorry. He's not. Look, E-40 puts out 1 million albums. He probably has 900 releases.
Oh my God. I mean, independent thing, he does his thing. I mean, but to put him on the no. Sorry. Not gonna happen.
People still, when you say E-40, people still think Sprinkle Me. Nigga, that came out like 92.
Tell me how to go. Tell me.
Right.
Oh, go, go,
so
go.
So we got 92 and 98.
Ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip. No.
That's it. So, but let him rock. E-40's is number 10. Number 9. Jeremy about to fucking fall out. Master Ace.
No. God, how old is this nigga Furious? God.
Hey, I don't know,
is this,
man.
Is this nigga Trey Daddy from fucking Furious Styles?
Number 8, Chuck D.
Oh my God. Hey, yo, man, look. It's all right, man.
There's more in the list. We got to finish the list.
Number 8?
Number 8 is Chuck D. He's dead ass.
Okay.
Number 7 is Bun B.
Okay.
Bun B makes sense. I get it.
I mean,
I don't know with your own criteria.
Yeah, Bun B, but sales and impact. Let's be honest, people. Let's be honest. Pimp C wouldn't die. Bun B wouldn't be as relevant as he is.
Oh, shit. Come on, man. Can you
be honest? Oh, man. Yeah.
They gonna go fuck with us no more, man. Number 6 is LL Cool J.
I dig that.
I think LL fall off a lot of people's lists with that fucking chains and bullshit he was talking about.
You gotta have LL in your top 10, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, I guess. Number 5 is Nas. Somehow Nas is 5 above list.
Anybody top 10.
You said you can't see that?
I can see
Nas. Yeah, it's hard to argue against that. That just comes down to preference, but yeah. Nas is Nas. Scarface is number 4. It's a little high.
I mean, look, I like Scarface, but I don't like Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can listen to some of his music.
I'd be willing to bet that the people that put Scarface on their list, not including Furious maybe, haven't heard Scarface's last 3 albums.
I mean, I only look. I mean, I ain't wanna go into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I only like 1 or 2 tracks off your whole album, I don't know, you know, what they say about your project. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, number 3 is Andre 3000. Once again, look, man, this nigga doesn't have a solo album.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? We don't know how Andre did his thing one time by himself, and he gave us a Mega Play Hey Love, and you gonna think that's Andre 3000. That's not Andre 3000, but, you know, come on now. Nah, that's his impact. That's his impact right there, is Hey Ya. So, no, he can't be top 10 off Hey Ya. Sorry.
Hey, man, everybody keep putting him on their list. Maybe we just wrong. I mean, because that song he did with Erykah Badu, we posted on the site. Everybody was going nuts over that shit.
Anything Andre do, people go crazy about it, man. He dropped one verse, niggas go crazy.
This is, hey, I'm just saying, that's what the nigga said. He was like, an influence. What he put in parentheses was longevity and influence, word to Rory, who's also irrelevant. And it's not because he's not talented. I've seen the nigga. But until you put out some projects with an S, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
Black Thought. I can't argue with Black Thought at all. I think Black Thought gets slept on way too much. So Black Thought is number two. So this is his all-time list. We haven't heard Biggie. We haven't heard Pac.
Damn.
We haven't heard Eminem. So number one is Jay-Z.
Wow. You did a list without Biggie and Pac? Or God, Allah, Rakim?
Without Rakim. Without Eminem.
Without BDK. Without Jada.
Hey, this is his list, nigga.
Wow.
E-40, Master Ace, Chuck D, Bun B, LL, Nas, Scarface, Stax, Thought, and Hove. That's his list. He said Master P takes the number one spot for executives and Dame Dash. But other than that, that's it. So then he asked who would be his top executives. Who would be our top executives in hip-hop history?
You got to have Rick... Damn, what's your boy's name at Def Jam? Them niggas.
Russell and Rick Rubin.
Yeah, Russell and Rick. You got fucking Jay Prince. He get a lot of respect, I guess, because he showed the independent game, but he ain't do numbers like P did. You got to have P. You got to have P. Birdman, no matter how shitty his business was. You got to have Suge. You got to have Puffy. You know what I'm saying? All them.
You got to have Dre.
Dre, has he ran a successful business?
Well, Eminem is his artist.
Oh, yeah, that's Paul Rosenberg.
Was his artist.
Paul Rosenberg. All Rosenberg.
Okay, that works.
Jerry Heller. Got to give Jerry Heller some credit.
Hey, man, look, any white Jewish dude that has anything to do with music, they're the top executive.
Yeah, but as far as your list, Mr. Furious.
Oh, man, come on, man. Did you hit him with the brat button? Damn.
Because, get that list the fuck out of here, my nigga. Like, yo, I know that's your list, but since you brought it to me, nigga, get that fucking list out of my motherfucking face. That's the worst top 10 list.
Yeah, that's, where do you rock with the list?
You got slander, but it was on your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Where do you... So the list is good up to like number six.
No, the list is horrible from 10 on to 1.
Come on, man.
The list is horrible.
You agree with Hove.
That's about it. Nah.
LL9.
But look, he fucked up his credibility when he threw Master Ace, Chuck D. Who was the other nigga he threw in there?
Like, E-40.
E-40, nigga. That killed his... Come on, Bun B. Stop it, man. Stop it, brother. Like, his list is all over. It's like he's trying to satisfy every fucking area. Stop doing that shit, man. No, man. No.
Goddamn. Hey, well.
Where was Sir Mix-a-Lot at on this list?
Come on, man. Stop it. Where was where was Hammer? Where was Hammer?
Where was Uncle Luke?
Where is Uncle Luke?
Little John should have been on there somewhere.
Oh, man, he ain't made the list neither. This is some bullshit.
Man.
The Rapping Cowboy ain't make it either.
Exactly. Rapping Duke, where is he at?
Motherfucking, I know your list ain't got no Coogee rap. How the fuck ain't your list got Coogee rap or no members of Wu-Tang?
I mean, none. You ain't even got the Jizza?
Nah, this fucking list is wrong. It's wrong. And you ain't got no white dude. You ain't got no woman, and you ain't got no white dude.
Oh, man.
This list is flawed. Ain't no third base. Ain't no Vanilla Ice. Ain't no Beastie Boys.
What?
Ain't no Snow.
Where's Tech Nina?
You got no Tech. Hey, man. Tech 9 is supposed to be on this list. At least before
E-40. Yeah, I mean, bro. E-40 opened up the gate for every fucking rapper ever to get on that list, man.
This list is fucked up.
No E-40 on the business side if you want to, I guess. I mean.
Hey,
If I drop 45,000 albums, I'm pretty sure I sell 45,000 copies.
I wonder how many albums does he have. I'm going to look it up right now so we can get this next check.
You know what? You know, E-40 getting a lot of shade because he got our site shut down one day, man.
Did he?
Yes, man.
Hold on, man. E-40 definitely should be on the list. E-40 should be number one on the list.
Nah, he only got the shite set down because we reviewed his album, and then we put, you know how we used to put like a song in there, like, you know.
He was playing it.
And then he got mad and was like, yo, and then they filed some kind of little, you know, thing against us, and they took, you know, Google instead of, I mean, whoever, GoDaddy or whatever, whoever we was with then, they were so bitch made, they just went ahead and, you know, they ain't, you know, give us no notice or nothing. They just shut us down. We had to pay like $200 or something, nigga. Like, it's some bullshit.
So that now you know why we don't put the samples up anymore.
Yes.
There you go, people. There you go. Looking at his career, let me see his discography if it tells me how many. Now, this nigga really does have 9 million albums.
Yes.
He's been doing this since 93. So he dropped the album in 93, 95, 96, 98, 99, 2, 02, 03, 06, 08, two albums in 2010, 2 and 11, nigga, 3 and 12. 3 and 13, 2 and 14, and he's got 2 coming out next year.
Jesus,
God damn!
I wasn't keeping count, all right, but it sounded like about 24.
That's close. Let's just call it 24. Hmm. It's completely fine. Of those 24 albums, how many do you think have gone metal? Just any metal?
Zero.
Now you're wrong on that. Now, you know, Hall of Game was popping.
If you say so. I mean, I have never had an E-40 album.
Okay. So Hall of Game went gold. Element of Surprise went gold. In a Major Way, which is his sophomore effort, that went platinum. My Ghetto Report Card went gold. That's probably one of his best albums, too. And that's it.
Sorry.
The rest of them 90 albums didn't metal.
Man, listen, I mean, I hear what E-40 songs come. I mean, I remember the Sprinkle Me. That was the video was out. You know, but any only time I heard E-40 is when he had videos on Rap City.
Damn.
I ain't never checked for E-40. Never have, never will, bro. Like, I never played an E-40 song.
God damn.
I mean, not on purpose. Like, yo.
Not on purpose.
40 water. Let me get that 40 water. I'm going to hit the hippopotamus. I tell you, stop it. Like, this shit's whack. Like, stop it. Just because you, I mean, yeah, you come up with a lot of crazy lingo, but you rapping it so fast, nobody can understand what you're saying, man. So, I pass on E-40, man. Sorry.
I think if you can pass on E-40, you almost can pass on Eminem.
I mean, he had Ice Cube on there. Come on, man. Ice Cube, the best rapper on the West Coast.
I think Ice Cube is commonly disrespected. I think he's getting underrated at this point.
Oh, speaking of underrated.
Uh-oh.
See, your people, Ambrosia for Heads is up to it again with the greatest album of all time.
Oh, my God. Why?
I saw it, the what album? It was Black on Both Sides versus Aquemini. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's not a tough one at all. Stop it. Sorry. That's a blow. It should be a blowout. You know, it should be a blowout. Aquemini, hands down.
Aquemini's not like my favorite cast album.
That's their most complete album from top to bottom. That's like the one that is like, you know, that where they have mastered their sound, and that is their masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? That might not be, you know, ATL-ins and Southern Playlisted good. Like, you know, that it ain't, it's a different feeling. It's like,
that's true.
Complete, like, where, like, this is who we are. This is, you know, this is boom, our best music right here. And that's what you get on Aquemini. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Ambrosia for Heads, they the people that had me upset last year with the greatest rapper of all time. I forget who won, but
it was Eminem, right?
Oh shit. So now they're doing like another 7-month fucking, you know, thing where they drag it out. Greatest album of all time. They pick what, 120 albums, 40 from each era, and they pit them up against each other, and people vote on them and everything like that. And you know, they give every, you know, they do a nice little background on it, but you know, you can't leave people to vote because, you know,
I can tell you the Final Four now. I don't even know the seating, but I imagine if these are the right seatings, this is how it's going to end up. Biggie is going to be one of them for Ready to Die. All Eyes on Me is going to be another one.
Illmatic? Gotta have Illmatic.
Illmatic should be there. And I wouldn't be shocked if Graduation is up there.
This is Ambrosia for Heads, all right. You didn't say nothing like It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
But that niggas ain't make it before. So, I think that the seeding is going to end up killing that possibility.
Faithful going to have to be on there, man.
I think the seeding is going to kill that. Like, that motherfucker is going to end up going against Biggie, and then you're not going to beat Ready to Die. It's possibly the top three album ever. Mm. You're not going to beat Ready to Die, bro. Now, when they get to that final, they might beat it because these motherfuckers is voting. Where's Lauryn Hill at? Because I know she's got to be up against somebody.
They can't have her. And listen, man, she should be like suspended for hip hop questions, man. I mean, you know,
she's gonna be there, and she's gonna be a high finish.
Mm.
But depending on that seating, you're not gonna get past. We know that Pac and we know that Biggie gonna be there, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye is there. I almost want to say Kendrick Lamar, and it's possible it could be Kendrick Lamar. Oh, I just don't know if it's going to be Good Kid, Mad City, or the Pimp a Butterfly, because these motherfuckers done went crazy. Where is that? I'm on their website. Where is the... nigga, Notorious B.I.G. versus...
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Keisha, so this is going to be elimination.
Right out the gate. Right out the gate. I told you, man. They on that bullshit.
This is elimination game right now.
Out the game. She's done.
Yes. Not gonna be Biggie. Get her the fuck out of here, man.
You're not gonna be Biggie, bro. It's a wrap. And that's a great album. But you're not gonna fucking be Biggie, bro. That's done deal.
Yeah, they had Tribe Called Quest versus P-Rock and CL Smooth. They had Low End Theory versus Mecca and the Soul Brother. Then they had, look, Doggy Style versus All Eyes on Me.
Ooh, they did that shit early.
Then they had,
where are you looking at the list? I'm on the site and I don't see the whole list.
Just click on that. Just click on the what you were seeing, the Outcast one. It'll take you to the thing.
Oh, okay.
Then they had Life After Death versus Iron Man.
Life After Death. So Biggie could possibly be in the finals.
Black on Both Sides beat America's Most Wanted.
Now that's some bullshit.
Hmm.
But that's Cube, man. I'm telling you, the motherfuckers don't rock with Cube. Why was Main Sources breaking out anyway, man? Dr. Dre 2001 versus P-Rock and CL Smooth. So
who won this battle right here? Okay, they got Southern Playlist versus The Score. Who won?
Gotta be Southern Playlist. That's one of my favorite albums.
Southern Playlist won by landslide.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite albums ever. The Score is dope, but it ain't had that same feel. I'm looking at these rankings, these matchups. We're gonna get back to the show in a second.
Try Beat the Roots. Low End versus Fall Apart.
Versus Things Fall Apart?
Yes.
I bet you the people that voted for Low End ain't even heard the fucking album. I bet you. The album is hyped like a motherfucker.
Hey, Biggie versus MF Doom on the first round. Got him up out of there.
Okay, can we talk about that for a minute? Have you listened to MF Doom?
For Frocast purposes, yes.
No, not for fuck that. You're the people's champion. You gotta talk for the people.
No, I have not.
Man. I don't think most people have.
I don't know who he is, bro, okay?
Be Easy is dying right now. He's fucking dying.
I don't know who MF Doom is.
I've listened to MF Doom, and not enough to say that, you know, oh, I could name you some songs and some shit. I just wasn't overly impressed.
Yeah.
Why is it DJ Quick on here?
Wow.
Hold up, man. He is on here, but he's facing the Chronic, and it's Safe and Sound. Nah, bruh. Y'all bullshitting. That's the wrong Quick album.
It ain't any Quick as a name?
Yeah, that's what it should be, but that's not it.
Mm.
They bullshit. Ramification should be on here. If you're going to pick one, not Safe and Sound. But anyway, man, let's get back to the goddamn show. We're not going to spend the whole day talking about that brooch for heads, because for what? What'd you say?
So we are heads.
This is true.
We don't pick somebody else's site.
That's true. We don't do that shit. Fuck other sites. We hate everybody. Speaking of hate, I saw some shit the other day that made people question on the internet, because that's how the internet's do. There's a video of Odell Beckham Jr.
Uh-oh.
It's post-game.
Making a great catch?
Well, we'll have to find out after the game. he's dabbing up one of the players on the other team. I don't even know what game this was.
It was Landon Collins.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
So it's post-game. For whatever reason, this nigga got his shoulder pads and jersey completely off on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They do the dap up, and then as he's bending over to pick up his shoulder pads or tie his shoes or something, Odell is caught looking at that ass and shaking his head like, damn.
Mm.
And look, I will actually put this, if you listen to this on the site, or if you listen to this, if you download it from iTunes, go to the website for this post, for the Frocast episode 187. I will put the link in there for you to see it, just so you can come to your own conclusions. But Jeremy, you saw the video.
Saw the video.
You saw the alleged shake of the head and the gaze.
Yes.
What did you think about the gaze?
Well, okay, I know I'm a man, right, and I have looked at women and did that same look, and I know what I was thinking when I was looking at that ass, or as my boy B-Dot says, those two glazed ham turkeys. And you know what I'm saying? And so, and you know, and I know what lustful thoughts went through my mind, you know what I'm saying? Hey. So I have to question, maybe Odell was having those same lustful thoughts that I was having, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, listen, nothing wrong if Odell Beckham is gay. I think that would be great for the LGBTQA LMNOP community. Because, you know, they need a superstar to, you know, bear that flag. And because, you know, everybody y'all been picking lately been duds. Michael Sam, dud. Collins, dud. You know what I'm saying? Greg Louganis, dud. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so let's just go ahead. Cordell Stewart, dud. Like, I mean, it's just, I mean, now look. So you need J.J. Watt. You need J.J. Watt.
Did you say Cordell Stewart?
Yes.
They didn't pick him.
No, I'm just, well, I'm just saying, all the gate, well, yeah, okay. All right.
Somebody else, there was a legend. There was a legend.
So what we need is, we need for J.J. Watt, Odell Beckham.
Why do you keep saying J.J. Watt?
He is gay, bro. Like, yo. Bro, like.
why do you keep doing that? J.J. Watt gonna kick your ass.
Hey, look, if he kick my ass, then he know he gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
man. Stupid, man.
And so, it's just like, we need those guys to come up to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Russell Westbrook. All them niggas just be like, yo, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? We need these guys to come up and just be like, hey, we're gay. We're proud.
Just letting y'all know, man. That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need, man.
I'm okay with it. So, I mean, Odell, nothing. Stop. I mean, you know. Did you see that video I sent you the other day when him and his buddy was dancing and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? That sachet he did down the walkway. I was like, look at that man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, hey.
I want to get to the point when it's not an issue.
Yes. Like, who cares who's anybody's fucking? Like, yo, we gotta get out of people's business, man. I mean, when's the next, you know, Frocast 212? Like, yo, Beezy's gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who cares Beezy's gay? Like, nobody cares.
B-Eazy's been straight for a long time now. We haven't cracked the B-Eazy's gay joke in a long time. He was due for that one.
Yes. Either, you know, he's always due for a gay or a hungry joke. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know.
Speaking of which, did he have anything for Thanksgiving? Did he eat?
You know, B-Eazy probably went to work on Thanksgiving, man. The man, yeah, he probably ate. He ate some condiments. He went to the break room, went to the refrigerator, took all the ketchup and mustard packets, and, you know, got all the nutrients he needed, you know what I'm saying, to get through the day, you know what I'm saying, you know.
This nigga went and had a block of ice carved into a turkey.
And that man watched somebody eat Thanksgiving dinner, and
he put it on YouTube while he was working. Yeah.
Niggas eating turkey. His phone was brought in a plate, and he was just like, mmm. he put a bib on and everything, got a little fork and knife in his hand. And mimic every little, every time the dude.
This nigga went got turkey lunch meat.
He got the itis from not eating.
Hell nah. Hey, man, welcome back, B-Eazy, man. B-Eazy, if y'all seen the site, B-Eazy back, he posting. That means there's more asses and titties on the site for y'all.
Saved the fucking ship, man. He saved the ship, man. We threw the SOS out there. We put the Batman signal out there, man. Motherfucker came, man.
So, Easy's back. That means that we ain't going to do shit no more. Cause that's
the Hungry Dark Knight, man.
The Hungry Dark Knight. The Hungry Barry White. Hell nah, man. Easy back. Yeah, I don't know what to make of this whole Odell shit. You know, it just popped off. I'm in a shit talking football league where everybody talks shit about their little teams and other people's teams, and I'm like, I get it. Ha ha. Next. But it does seem a little like, I think the thing that makes it stand out the most is the way he looked. Like, he really looked like, I want to fuck.
And he had like a, he's like, he had hit or something. Like, that was that little after you done beat.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, I laid it down, nigga. Like, he gave it that look, like, yeah.
Nah, you know what he said? He hit him with the yes. It was a yes at the end of the shit.
Yes.
Like, wow. Like, all right.
5 days.
Speaking of motherfuckers that get hurt and hit, your boy Romo's out. This time he's done.
Hey, man, look, the Panthers was goddamn on a mission that game. But goddamn, hey, man, the Panthers are legit, man. Panthers are legit. I can't jump on the bandwagon, even though I you know, I was there from the inception. I already had a team. But I always, you know, want to see them do good. But I'm not going to, you know, start saying keep pounding and that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, hey, I don't know how long they can go. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of fighting going on my Facebook feed between the Panther fans. Like, people say, oh, you just jumped on the wagon, got 11-0, and you ain't a Panther fan. You know who this is. And they put up a picture of Ray Carruth or, you know, Jake DeLome. Oh, yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, shout out to my nigga Ray Carruth, man. God damn, man.
That nigga been locked up just as long as he been popular.
I mean, exactly. Like, yo, the nigga, like, I'm going to look him up on the, you know what I'm saying, on the website, see what he look like now, man. God damn, Ray Carruth, boy. What a damn throwback, man.
Is he, how long is he, did he get?
Yeah, like 10 years, man.
But I feel like it's been longer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he did kill his baby moms and shit.
God damn.
The kid, like, old as fuck, man. Like, the kid was like, they did, like, a little, you know, a little special on him one day, and they showed the kid and the mom. I was like, damn, the kid lived and everything, man. That's what's up, man.
Ain't no scouts looking at him, though.
Nah, man. Nigga, he barely made it, bro. Come on, he was fighting for his life in the womb, bro.
It's fucked up. And Scott's fucking him. They're like, nope, stay clear of that one. Speaking of which, why ain't your boy back in the league, Ray Rice?
Is I thought he running back number 27 for the Ravens. I thought that was him. That wasn't him?
No, apparently not. The nigga's not in the league.
No, man. Ray, look, Ray Rice is a 30-plus-year-old running back. That's why he's not in the league, man. It has nothing to do with him beating on his woman, man. It's because his production was low, so he is not in the league, man.
So who... The goddamn Broncos called the nigga off the couch.
Man.
Not the Cowboys, the 49ers.
He obviously better than Ray Rice. You know what I'm saying? So
you telling me that drones is better?
Obviously.
Damn.
Obviously, it's all right.
God damn. Yeah, I saw that when I saw him come in because the 49ers picked up like 9 running backs.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, "What? Is that drones? Like, what the fuck? Mm. When did he come back in the league?
That ain't even Ruben drones. That's another.
Oh, right. That's a different drones. I was like, shit. Why ain't they called you Kajana Carter or some shit?
What's your boy name? Rashawn Salaam.
Wow. What about that?
Eric Bieniemy. Go find
him. Yeah. Where the fuck is he at? Go ahead and get Christian Okoye back. He probably still throw them high knees.
Christian Okoye is dead, so all right.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Don't you say that.
It's all right. Christian Okoye been dead like
since
like
84. Don't you say that.
Man, God damn.
Don't all right. You say that.
See, that's why
nightmare.
We can't go major.
It's
all right. It's like
the Nigerian nightmare can't be dead.
He's dead.
No, I refuse to believe that. He's not dead.
I'm died in a car accident, man. Come on.
Stop. No, I'm looking up right now. This can't be true. Don't you say that about Christian Okoye.
That man is dead.
No, I refuse to believe it, even if there is proof. I don't see a date of death. He's not dead.
He's Nigerian, so they might be lying, but he's dead.
He's not dead. I don't see any proof of him dying.
Man, it's dead, boy.
I don't see any proof of him dying. Christian Okoye is not dead. I refuse to believe that.
Look at this, man.
I refuse.
Christian Okoye, man. Just he died in
I didn't. He's not dead.
This man died in.
He's not dead.
How does he have a post NFL career? What the fuck?
Exactly, nigga, he's not dead.
This has been edited like a motherfucker. He's this not nigga dead.
No, he's not.
Don't yes, you, he is.
Don't you dare do that to Christian Okoye. He's not dead.
Christian Okoye is dead, man.
He's not dead, bro. You can't even prove it. He's not dead.
Christian this Okoye man is dead. Alive,
and he's still kneeing the shit out of somebody in the elderly football league. The Nigerian nightmare lives, damn it.
What the fuck? I thought he was dead.
There you go, Germ. You're normally right. But God damn it, the buck stops here. You're not killing Christian Okoye.
What? Okoye's still alive?
He's never going to die.
He's tweeting this shit.
See? He's never going to die.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. I got him mixed up with Derek Thomas. My bad.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on, nigga. I'm like, hold on. It was the Chief that died, nigga.
You ain't shit. There's a couple of Chiefs that died, but fuck.
I mean, but you know, it was Derek Thomas. Because I was like, a car accident. I was like, man, the man died in a car accident.
No, man. Christian Okoye is never going to die, bro. Ever. This nigga right now could come off and start for the 49ers. I promise you.
Shit. I'm sorry about that to the Okoye family. Damn. I apologize.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You killed our Christian Okoye. Shit, let's move the fuck on this episode. You can't be killing legends like that. Shit.
So I was like post NFL career. I was like, nigga, what the fuck you mean?
You can't be killing my nigga, bruh. Shit, Chris Okoye was a beast. Back when niggas had the starter jackets, they had the whole airbrush scene on the back.
Yeah.
That was that jacket, nigga. Ugh. But TV talk, man. Empire is done until March.
Yep.
I missed one episode.
Can I say something real quick? Alicia Keys' legs was looking so...
She always had them legs.
I just want to kiss on them things.
They taste like Swiss beets.
Sorry. Thanks a lot, Sorry.
It's a killer, right? When you think about Swiss beets, isn't killer. Swiss beets. Anyway, that beat.
She gotta take 30 showers before I fuck her.
It's bad. And she kissed Jamal.
She had dick on her.
I wasn't even talking about like that.
She got double dick on her
mouth. Oh, come on, man. I wasn't talking about like that. I was just saying because Jamal, you don't really fuck with Jamal either.
I'm like Hakeem. That's the one I'm
Oh, okay. That's right. The hairline. I gotta remember the hairline.
Hey Arnold hairline, man. Yeah. I hate that nigga, man.
I missed the Thanksgiving week episode. So I came back and watched last night's episode. And again, I missed a litany of shit. But we go off the air now. And Lucius is crying.
Yes.
Of all the shit that Lucius been through, he's crying now because he lost his company to the white bitch.
Lucius got gamed in the end, man. Like, you know, he ain't losing to the white girl. He lost it to Camilla.
Right.
You know?
He got gamed like a motherfucker. Like, you got gamed on levels. Your son that you punched in the face, the chick you paid to leave, and the white bitch that you snatched so she wouldn't fuck with your ex-wife. Wait, was him and Cookie ever married?
Yeah, Lucius and Cookie were married.
When did they get a divorce?
Did they ever get a divorce?
I don't think they were ever married. They just had all them fucking kids and shit.
I think, she's Cookie Lyons. Well, they ain't their real last name, though.
Right. So I don't think they got married, because he was going to marry Boo Boo Kitty.
Yeah, so they must have did get a divorce.
When? I know he didn't divorce her while she was in jail.
Damn.
And then when the season started, when the first show started, she was getting out of jail. Look at that shit. Anyway, so that whole episode was just weird to me because Lucius was mad because they found out old boy kidnapped Hakeem.
So they formally were married. So they were married.
When did they get a divorce then? Did we miss that episode? Because I know he ain't divorced while she was in jail. Because he hadn't been by.
I'm going to the Empire Wiki.
Empire got a wiki?
Yeah. Cookie and Lucius were married before Empire Entertainment became successful. After assisting Lucius in the music career, they had three sons. Cookie helped create Empire with $400,000 worth of drug money. The two together were in drug dealer business. But afterwards, Cookie was sentenced to 17 years of prison, and Lucius divorced her in jail. Okay. Their romantic relationship is shortly rekindled in Our Dancing Days, but it ends in The Lion's Roar. Okay.
They did a real shitty job of covering that part of it. There was no mention of divorce. She just came out mad. And she came out saying she was mad because the niggas wasn't showing up while she was in jail. So, I don't know. But anyway.
Basically what they said was, meanwhile, Cookie faces trouble. And on an FBI officer, Cookie helped create Empire Entertainment. After drug dealing gone bad, Cookie was nabbed on federal drug charges and sentenced to 17 years of prison. During her time in prison, she refused to accept an offer that would force her to turn on Lucius. However, Lucius began avoiding Cookie, and it eventually resulted in a divorce in jail. So that's what happened. So that must have been all covered in episode one.
Okay, so they must have known that we were going to talk about this shit at some point.
Yes.
And they put up a wiki about the whole shit. So she didn't want to turn on him in jail, but she decided to turn on him when she got free.
Yes.
And try and take over the company. Yeah. What the fuck ever. This whole shit is weird to me. I don't know what's her girl name? Naomi Campbell. What's her character's name?
Camilla.
I don't know what the fuck she did to Hakeem.
He got the mommy issues, man.
Yeah, but shit. I mean, she must have put it on him with some shit.
Hey, that man, look, 17 years, he ain't had no mama, and so, you know, that right there was a little too much for him. So she came back, man, yeah. And for him to turn, like she said, she's going to make him the CEO of the company.
That nigga turned in a heartbeat. As soon as she got out.
Okay. I was counting the votes last night, right?
Another plot hole.
I was just like, it was before Jamal voted, the count was... I mean, before Hakeem voted, the count was like 4-3. So with him saying, it was 4-4. So I was just like, how was that? How did he lose? Like, I mean, I didn't get it.
So you got Dre, Lucius, Jamal, that other motherfucker. That's
the white dude.
The white dude, and then the lawyer dude. That's only 5 votes. So everybody else at the table voted aye.
But it was the only people. Well, maybe they was the votes that, you know, the ones they said out loud. I was just counting the ones they said out loud.
But don't Hakeem counts as 2.
Oh.
Because he got Cookie's vote and he got his vote, right?
Got you. Okay.
So he counts as 2.
That's what I buy. Okay. So that makes it. That's what I was wondering. Because I was wondering, like, do Hakeem get a vote and Cookie get a vote? Or is he just saying Cookie vote? I didn't know. Okay. So now that's what swung it. Just, okay.
I think so. I think he got 2 because he got her proxy.
Okay.
And then he turned on her. So he voted twice for her to get him the fuck about the box. And that hurt. I was like, shit. You got to be a cold motherfucker to take everything for your pops right in his face.
Hey, what? Lucia said, I want him dead.
And then, so after they get through that shit, I guess he declared war on all of them. Because all of a sudden, he's in the nomination for the Song of the Year.
Yes.
Against Jamal. How the fuck did that happen? When did that song come out?
Hey, I think Lucius, he had to rig that because all his artists was getting... I think, because I was like, was that even a song like Boom Boom Boom? That was him and Rita Gass, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, so that's why I was thinking, like, how did Lucius get nominated for Song of the Year, like, from that shit? Like, that's what I said. Shit is fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, ridiculous. Shit that happens on Empire will not happen nowhere else. Like,
nowhere at all, bro. And then you go look at your son after you just gave him props for fucking the girl.
Yes.
And sabotaging his campaign. You turn around, look him in the face, said, lay down, bitch. Like, damn.
He said, ain't that a bitch.
He said, ain't that a bitch. I thought he said, lay down, bitch. God damn. Luce is a cold motherfucker, man.
Yes, he is, man.
That's the coldest nigga in the world. Most gangster nigga on any TV show ever in life. Most gangster. It's him and Nino Brown. Him, Nino Brown, and maybe O-Dawg. And that's it. Them niggas is thugs for life. I need to watch Fargo. I got another recommendation for Fargo, so we have to watch Fargo for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get that on the list. I know that your boy Short T will be happy that we're watching Fargo, goddammit.
I'm going to check it out. Since I've been watching Chicago Fire, I'm going to need some more shows since football season is coming to a close, and now I have extra way more time on my hands. I don't want to watch basketball.
Not yet. It's too early.
Yes, too early.
It's too early. I mean, the Heat doing their thing. We already talked about the Warriors destroying shit. The Cavs doing their thing. I'm not ready for anything else. I need to let this football season ride out. We're going to have another week or two of shitty games, and then we'll be back on point.
Yeah.
What else did you watch on TV? I missed the league.
The league again, man. I know you ain't been watching it, but, you know, you kind of tell it's coming to an end because they're just going crazy with the storylines. You got people dying, people having babies. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But still funny, though. I was still laughing. Oh, Fresh Off the Boat. I caught up with all the episodes. And then, you know, I'm caught up. Watch that. You know what I'm saying? Kind of weird seeing DMX on there because I was just like, how is this 95 and DMX is on here? Maybe DMX was out in 95. I don't know nothing about that. But it was today's DMX on the show, which was kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
So that's already a problem. So It's Dark and Hell is Hot dropped in 97-ish? 98. Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, they fucking up. But they always fuck up on that show.
But it's like, cause I was like, how do Eddie know who DMX is? He was like, DMX. He was just like, oh, you look a lot older in person. You know what I'm saying? He was like, fatherhood does that to you, being a parent or something. And I was just like, how are they gonna explain DMX being on the show? Like, I don't get it. And then there was some song he was rapping. I was just like, man, I don't, you know, I was just like,
That's when Eddie should be fucked up as a hip hop historian as he is. That's when he should be mad. I haven't seen that episode, but I do think the writing has kind of gone downhill. Again, another show that I feel like ain't going to make it.
Which one is that?
That one. Fresh Off the Boat. I feel like the writing has gone downhill.
That's tight, man. The Asian community support their show, though. I mean, you know, let's stand up Asian people and let's keep your shows on TV, because if not, we're not going to have another Asian face on TV. So let's get together, Asian people. I mean,
yeah, I think that TV show that they had on TNT, the bartending show with the Asian dude that owns a bar. I can't think of the name of it. It's a funnier show. But I think that it's canceled too, because I haven't seen it in over a year now.
Oh,
So I think that got canceled too. And then Dr. Ken is on. I still haven't seen Dr. Ken. But my boy either. Furious said that shit is 0% funny, nigga. So that ain't the plan either. I was watching, for whatever reason, Love. I think it came on after Black Ink Chicago, which I'm definitely not watching anymore. The Love and Hip Hop Hollywood reunion came on.
Okay.
And I missed that whole goddamn show. I don't know nothing about that show.
Yeah, I don't watch the Hollywood version of Love and Hip Hop. I'm only watching New York and Atlanta. I mean, the Hollywood, when, you know, I'm not interested in none of those guys.
But Ray J's a force. He's on that show.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy's on that show.
Yeah.
And Omarion is on that show. And Lil Fizz is on that show. Yeah, so I don't watch it either. But they did have the... I wanted to see the fallout from the dude confessing that he was gay with his wife and all that shit. I missed that. So somebody had to put us up on game and let us know what happened on that episode. What's the problem?
I said, or not.
Or not. Or not. It's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of other social shit that we probably should have talked about. We're just not going to.
Nah, and we're not going to do it to y'all, man.
Let's go ahead and get into your Keep It 100.
I got Keep It 100. Yeah, Keep It 100, man. Gray hair, it's all right, man.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is going on, man? I'm starting to see gray in my motherfucking head. It's all right. And I just don't know what to do. Should I get a can of Just For Men? Should I get some Beijing in there? I mean, what do I do, man? Like, you old ass nigga. Let me know, it's all right. You know, what do you do with your gray hair, it's all right? But you probably don't need to grow gray hair because, you know, hey, you probably got, you know, the way your hair grows, none of that.
I get gray hairs. They all in my fucking beard for whatever reason.
I could deal with that if I had a beard. You know, I could probably deal with the grays in my face. But I don't like grays in my head, man, because one day I was like, damn, I'll just fucking lint in my head.
Oh, no, you got the salt and pepper going on?
Bruh, I'm sitting there like, I'll just fucking lint, and I'm brushing. I was like, damn, lint ain't going nowhere. Then I look, I said, them grays? I got like a nice little patch on my left side. Well, hey, my man. Right, you looking at my left, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my like God.
It. The ladies like it. You got to rock it out. You got to let that salt and pepper go, man. Grow the hair on now, get your little salt and pepper fro. The grays that I get in my beard and in my mustache are rogue as fuck. Like, they stick straight out. So I can pull them bitches out. But yeah, man, grays, man, they happening. Until you start getting the motherfuckers in the pubes, pause, you good. I think, I mean, that's when I have a meltdown.
That's not my problem when they're down there.
What problem is it?
Whoever's down there, not me.
You can't do the goddamn Just For Men. And please don't do the Beijing.
Oh, man. Gotta do something, sorry.
Don't do the boozer, man.
I need some black shit in my hair, man. I can't take this, man. God damn.
Hey,
man.
these new barbers will go ahead and hook you up. Don't they dye the shit?
Staring, look, man. 25 is looking rough on me, man. God 25? Damn.
That's what 25. It is?
Yeah,
25. That's what it is, 25. All right. Yes, man. I saw a video. I stumbled into the rabbit hole on YouTube the other day. And niggas is having contests for their waves. Have you seen this shit?
Yes.
Like, the 360 wave contest, they call it wolfing. They let that shit grow for like a month, and then they cut it and see who got the best 360 waves. I've never seen so many manicured niggas in my life. I've never, like, cutting your own hair with the fade and taper, and I've never seen this shit. But these young niggas, man, they doing it all, man.
Yes,
360 waves, bro. Get you some 360. You got 360s now?
Man, I got like 240.
Damn, man. You gotta follow the techniques. You gotta get the warm towel and the brushing.
Shit natural, man. I don't do none of that, bro. I just brush my hair.
You woke up like that?
Woke up like this, man. Damn. Shit natural, man. Man, I increase. I brush my hair, bro. You know, I only sleep with a do-rag the night after a haircut so I can get my hair to lay down. And you know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, you know, it is what it is, man.
Damn. I don't miss those problems, bro. Just afro out now.
That's why I hate the grays, man, because they like poking up. Like, they ain't trained. They like nigger hairs. And so, you know, I got to get rid of them, man.
Hey, man, that's how this shit goes. I told you, them gray hairs don't give a fuck. They're disrespectful as shit.
Hell yeah.
We're here, nigga. Deal with it.
It's a two-part Keep 100. Part two of my Keep 100. I got to say, gotta send my condolences out real quick. It's all right.
Uh-oh. To who?
To the dab.
What happened to the dab? What happened to Bappin?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Bappin has been killed. When Chris Carter started the Avalanche.
Frank Beamer,
motherfucking, just like he. When Frank Beamer did the dab, I was like, yeah, that's.
And he did it really, really bad.
He looked like a drunk uncle. Like, I was just like, yo, where? I mean, Frank Beamer, like, he was having a stroke. Something was wrong with him that day. But he was like, ooh, looking crazy. And like I said, the only reason why the dab got killed so fast because it's too easy to do.
Yep.
Too easy. Like, like I said, the degree of difficulty was like zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do is. I'm dabbing, it's too easy. Like, anybody can dab. Like, it's not like the, you know what I'm saying, hit the Kwan or whatever these dances these kids doing, like the whole little I bet you can't sexy dance like me. Bitch can't all the little all you know, Millie whopping and whatever they call it and Millie rocking and it's not as hard as that. So I mean the dab was too easy. And people killed it. And so, yes, death to the dab. It's over. Damn. If you're dabbing now, you're whack. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
What about Tracy Mae? She did do the dab.
See, that let you know. I love Tracy Mae to death. That's my little sister. But if Tracy Mae's dabbing,
don't do that to Tracy Mae.
No. Not saying she's not hip. Tracy Mae is just like, she's like the barometer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's like a universal international person. You know what I'm saying? So when she starts dabbing, that means people around her are dabbing. And we know people around. Tracy Mae hangs with, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that let you know right then. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tracy Mae. Still love you. Still waiting on those artistic pictures.
Stop it. So, goddamn, man. Dabbing's over. Did the Shmoney dance just die?
Shmoney, that was another one. I mean, the whip, all that shit, the nay-nay, like, this.
Oh, my God. Many bad-looking kids doing the whip and the nay-nay. Y'all little white kids got to stop.
And then the other one they got now was, like, the Hit the Corn song that, because I'm feeling myself, somebody throw the flag on the plate, man, somebody call her out.
That one.
Oh, my gosh, man. And look, I love the beat on that song. The beat on that song goes so hard.
Yeah.
But it's one of those elementary rap songs that, you know, my kids like it, I can't like it.
No, you're not supposed to. I mean, even though you're 25, you still shouldn't be liking that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm still not gonna hit the Kwan.
Nah.
Because that's just I'm from the old school. I'm old school at heart. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I got, an old soul.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. My soul feel like I'm about 37, you know what I'm saying? Paper, I'm 25, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Stupid, man. Who's your fucking winners and losers this week, bro?
Oh, man. My winner this week is motherfucking the Donald.
Why on earth?
Yes, on the Donald.
I said .com, the Frocast, be a fucking winner, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, he got 100 black pastors to hold themselves out in front of America. And I loved it. It was just like, yo, you see what your pastors will do for money? They'll sit down with Donald Trump. And so thank you, Donald Trump, for exposing these 100 fake pastors looking for TV time and getting more parishioners in their church and all that bullshit. So thank you, Donald Trump. You weeded out 100 fake-ass preachers.
I want to see the list of 100.
Yeah, exactly. I want to make sure. List. You know, I know what my preacher, because my preacher be at work. He don't have time to go hang with Donald Trump.
I want to see if Creflo Dollar's on that list.
What? Creflo don't need Donald Trump?
I don't know. Just saying, I just want to see who's on the list.
Creflo had run into some troubles these past couple years.
So Creflo might want that jet. Donald might have said, "I give you the jet, nigga."
Yeah, Donald said, "Hey, look, I have a jet that you, the G5 that you want. You can have that one, but I need you to tell your 20,000 people congregation I vote for 20. The Donald."
Yeah, he got to be at 100.
I mean, his church ain't fucking goddamn Neyland Stadium now. I mean,
yeah, but they do like 4 services a Sunday.
Yeah, you're right, man.
They gotta be up there, man. I mean, shit. And this is not new. Like, black pastors have been selling out the black community since the beginning of the diaspora. Damn. Since the colonization of Africa, the motherfucking white people went down there and told the black pastors, hey, we're here, just let us rule and we'll do this. It's divine, yada, yada, yada. They told the goddamn people, and next thing you know, they laying out dead and they being ruled by white people. This is what fucking happened in Africa. It's the same thing that happened when Bush became president. The faith-based initiative, they funneled money into the churches. The black churches told the black people that this is divine intervention. You should vote for Bush, and we voted for Bush. It's the same shit, so this is not new. I'm just happy that the other pastors like Jamal Bryan are like, fuck y'all. Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong as fuck. So, yeah. You know, I ain't mean to go off on that tangent, but yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, man. That's what we're here for.
Who's your loser?
Loser. is motherfucking Treon Harris.
Who the fuck is that?
Treon Harris is a fucking loser. He's a fucking asshole. He's a fucking dickhead. Wow. He's a fucking piece of shit. Wow. He's a fucking, if I see him in the street, I will punch him in his fucking shit.
Wow, you know, Jeff, you don't do violence, bruh.
I don't do violence, but for him, I'll make an exception. You know what I'm saying? So Treon Harris, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he's a starting quarterback of the University of Florida Gators.
Jesus Christ.
He is a fucking fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? He fucking, like, sucks. Like, I mean, we played Florida State Saturday. He gave us no shot to win. Like, everybody on the team played good except for him and our miserable fucking kicker. So, Treon Harris, you're my fucking loser. I'm not going to go into it. I've been talking shit about you all fucking week. I'm pretty sure everybody in the Gator Nation has been talking shit about you this week. I'm pretty sure your family has been talking shit about you this week. Hope your apartment got your meal plan got canceled. I hope Treon Harris. And Saturday when we place Alabama, I hope your fucking spine gets separated from your fucking body, nigga.
Damn.
Yes.
So you might the fuck off. Shit. Treon Harris. Goddamn, man. It's not looking good for you, bro. My winner this league would probably be David Price. Mm. David Price, baseball player, just got signed by the Boston Red Sox for $217 million over 7 seasons.
Whoa.
217 over 7, bro.
It's all right. Whoa, 217. I thought that said 27 million.
No, 217 for 7.
I was like, damn, David Price only got 27 million? I was like, damn.
217, bro.
That's like $31 million a year, so all right.
217.
It's all right. Does this nigga pitch, hit, and do everything? Like, what the fuck?
Not only does he pitch, because he pitches well. 104 wins, 56 losses. It's a great win percentage. 650. That's awesome. But his playoff record is trash. This nigga is like 2-7 with an ERA near 6 in the playoffs. Trash, bro. But he got $217 million. So, hey, you my winner this week, bro. Because Jern wanted to kill Christian Okoye, Christian Okoye is my winner this week. God damn it, he's not dead. That's my winner, you motherfucker.
Damn, I can't believe I said that shit.
Can't believe you killed Christian Okoye. That's the worst.
Look, this ain't the first time I done said this shit either. Man, I done told like 100 niggas these niggas. I was telling a nigga the other day, but I was just like, boy, man, Christian Okoye used to be a bad boy, nigga. I was just like, yo, that nigga died.
And I know that when you said it, they're probably like, wait, Christian Okoye died?
Yes, man. Nah, I think it was like, fuck it. This man, I mean, he was a young nigga, so you know what I'm saying? He ain't like he was gonna fact check.
My fucking loser this week is Rick Ross. Now, Rick Ross dropped a couple diss bars on Drake. Mm. Now, he's a loser for a couple reasons. Number one, the bars weren't tight. They weren't tight. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like it. I don't like you jumping into a dead beef.
I don't even think that was Rick Ross. I don't think that was Rick Ross.
Who you think it was?
It's one of them little, man, fake niggas. Somebody made that shit up, man, and slowed the shit down because that wasn't Ross, man. Because, that wasn't Ross.
That was Ross.
And they say he was talking shit about Birdman, actually. But, I mean, still, like, you know, I don't know.
My little homie made $1 million on his girls' tour. Yeah. Back to back and back down to whack niggas unborn. I think he's talking about Drake.
Oh.
Mm. So, I'm just saying, it wasn't dope. No. And the track was whack.
And it sounded like it wasn't mastered or mixed down or...
It was just bad, so you're a loser this week. Like, you're going to jump in a dead beef to prop up your album, at least be dope, and at least make the whole song going at the nigga you trying to go at. Don't give me, like, 8 bars.
Candy bars, fun-size Snickers and shit. That's what I call them when these rappers be doing that bullshit.
This, you know what? That's well played. I need that to catch on. Because this shit was whack. And if Drake responds, it's over.
It said Drake's supposed to be responding to him. So, I mean, I think Rick Ross won't out of the rap business. He just wants to sell chicken full time. And this is his way out. Because Drake is going to give it to him. You know, give him what he fucking wants. So,
he's done. And people are talking about, you know, 50 Cent. 50 Cent might try to hop in too.
Wow.
And that'll be like, you get killed on both sides. You get killed professionally by Drake. And you get killed in the street by 50.
But Drake, be careful with lining yourself with 50. He'll turn on you. Don't let him in your circle. Give him no ammo to use against you at a later date.
That nigga will turn on you on the song. Y'all be recording that shit. And he be like, fuck Canada. I don't fuck with none of them little hairy eyebrow having niggas. He be like, wait a minute. Wait, what happened?
Jew. A black Jew with that. This nigga the son of fucking Tom and what's the name off of Jefferson's or something like
I got the power, fuck the six. I put six in the six. Drake, you don't miss. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Then you don't give a fuck. He will kill you on the song, bro. So be careful, man. And then you'll be crying to 50, and 50 won't care.
Yes.
So just be careful with that shit. I feel like
50 is that nigga in wrestling when you're reaching out for a tag, man. He slap your fucking hand down, man.
He is absolutely Shawn Michaels. he will definitely kick you through the goddamn glass. He is definitely Shawn Michaels, bro.
Yes, man.
You will get Marty Jannetty fever all over through that shit.
You reaching up for the fucking tag of me and he slap your fucking hand down and you continue to get your ass whooped.
It'd be yes. It. Walk away from your ass. He was straight HBK. When HBK and Triple H got back together and formed DX, and that nigga HBK turned around, Triple H hit him with a chair, and pedigreed that bitch in the middle of the ring. That is 50 Cent.
Yes.
Don't do it. As the niggas on his label, the last, what, two left? It's two left? Is Yayo and Banks?
Yayo's going nowhere.
Yayo, well, I mean, there's no reason for him to go
anywhere. Yayo's like, yo, I'm eating. I know my fucking role, nigga. I don't have to bust a rap, nigga. I just got to stand here, nigga. Yes, I'm good.
Yayo is what Benny Siegel would have been if Benny Siegel would have just played his role.
Exactly. Yayo say, I'm out of jail. I'm in fucking Sweden and shit. I'm smoking weed in Amsterdam. Like, yo, my life is lovely, nigga.
All I gotta do, I ain't even gotta put on no albums no more.
Yeah, all I gotta do is wear these G-Unit shoes. It's out of style and shit. Who cares, man?
Like, yo. That's it. I'm good. Show it to the interviews and talk a little shit. I'm fine with that.
Drink some effing vodka and goddamn listen to some SMS audio and headphones. That's it, man.
He's living life, bro. He's living the fucking life. Another loser this week. I don't know if he should be a winner or loser. I'll let y'all decide. Stephen A. Smith. Now, we've talked about Stephen A. Smith several times. This week, after seeing a Laquan McDonald shooting, he decided to speak out against him. Like, he had his moment.
Mm.
He said, this is out of hand. Y'all need to look into this. There needs to be an investigation. People need to be fired.
Well, we got to look into our community first, Stephen. That's what you just said a couple weeks ago.
Hey, man.
You can't get all upset every time a cop kills a black person and start yelling, this is that. We need to look into the mirror and see that we got problems in our own community. That's what you said.
Man, Stephen A. Smith had to change his heart because he went in the other day.
Somebody got a Stephen A. Man. We want to
open Stephen A. He got a ghostwriter. He got a ghostwriter, man.
It must be Emmy time or something.
There's no way. I was like, wait a minute. Is this Stephen A. Smith?
Yes, what the fuck are you talking about? He reads skip lines and shit.
Right, you read the wrong script on the teleprompter, bro. And my other winner this week is Ro-Flo. Robert Flores. I don't know why I call him Romeo. Robert Flores from ESPN was doing a segment on ESPN.
Oh.
And they showed Kels do the goddamn touchdown and he started dancing for the Chiefs, tight end for the Chiefs. And then he said, hey, how come there's nobody talking about him dancing? How come First Take isn't doing a piece on him dancing in the end zone like they did Cam Newton? Oh, I get it. It's because he's not black. And he said that shit on live TV. So his two white co-hosts kind of laughed it off. I think it was Hannah Storm and that other nigga who I feel like came from a regular news crew. They kind of laughed it off. But it wasn't a fucking joke. Ro-Flo wasn't bullshit. That's the real truth. Kelsey, he did the goddamn Quan.
He did. He hit the Quan on there.
Like, and nobody was upset. Ain't nobody write no letters. Ain't nobody say nothing about the way he's damaging the team. But it was cool. But Cam,
did you see the touchdown dance he did on Thanksgiving Day?
Uh-uh, missed that one.
The motherfucker did the twist, and then he did the little going underwater thing, the little...
He did the white dances.
He did the white dance. He did the twist, and then he did the little underwater thing.
He turned it on him. So now
that
I say
shit was
something.
So funny, man. That shit was so funny because I was just like, "Yo, that's unapologetically black."
Hell yeah!
Like America didn't know what they was watching, but he was just like, "Oh, since y'all had a problem with me doing the nigga dances, yeah, I'm gonna do the motherfucking twist, nigga." And then he did. Then of course he hit him with the dab, and he did a little whatever the other dance is called, man.
The Superman chest shit he did, and then he gave the ball away to a kid like he always do.
Yes, man. You go to a football game, you try to get an end zone seat, front row, man, because that's the going rate, man. You got to get that, man.
Woo! The only time I've been to a pro football game is when I was working. I was selling beer.
You haven't been to a game, so, right? You was working.
I know, but I don't know that I would go to an NFL football game.
Why not? All right.
because my living room couch has the best fucking seats. I get all the angles.
You don't get the being there, like, you know what I'm saying, the roar, the crowd, every first down, the team, like every team got their own little signature first down thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
I don't know that I'm entertained by the idea of being crammed up with 80,000 people. That doesn't sound fun to me. The logistics of getting in and out of the stadium and out of parking for 80,000 people doesn't sound like fun to me.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't. Like, baseball is a stretch, and that's like 42, 45, 47.
Baseball, you're not really watching the game. You just go in there for, like, it's the sixth inning. You sitting there talking to your next door person, like, yeah, man, so what's going on, man?
You got to remember, I'm from St. Louis. I watched the game.
Oh, I forget.
We stayed to the 15th inning before.
Yeah.
In the rain. Like, I've done that shit. So I don't know. That's like 42 to 47,000 people. I don't know that I could do
it. It's a playoff crowd right there. You talking about, so right? That's not Cardinals versus the Marlins.
No, that's St. Louis Cardinals. We sell out, bro. We do 42 to 47 on the regular.
Damn. Every game?
On the regular. On the regular.
Damn. Excuse me. I take that back. Sorry. You
know, that's how we do. But I don't know that I could do 80,000, bro.
Only winning team in town, so.
Ain't that a bitch? I guess it's time to go. Give us our shout outs, man, so we get the fuck up out of here.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to everybody on staff, Be Easy, Blue, Dub, Short T. Thank you for stepping up in reserve time, man. We appreciate it. You just don't understand.
Wait, let me get the applause for him. Hold on. Short T. He deserves that shit. Short T was handling motherfucking business. Where's the goddamn applause?
Look at that, man. Can't even.
Short T,
a little double fist like you're jacking off somebody behind you. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Whoa.
You know the shit they used to do in our gang, man. The little rascals, man. With Spanky, do the, like, yay, to Alfalfa and all that shit.
Oh, but it's a little ahead of your time, though.
DVD era, man. Come on, man. I made a movie in the 90s, man. What are you talking about?
My bad.
Anyway, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Dr. Abrasive, my pick is Koi. What is her name? Koi something. Koi Grand. That's my pick. So shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to the father, daughter of the Frocast, Papa Dash, Ash Dash. Who else we got? Shout out to my fucking RT3, man. Eternal shout out, man. And MJ Money 9S Furious, thank you for your fucking list. It was shitty, but thank you. Anybody listen to the show, man, y'all know what's up, man. You know, another episode down.
Welcome back, Be Easy, man. We're glad to have you back.
Welcome back.
Glad to have you back in here. And the average, by the way, just, you know, Cardinals average attendance, about 42 and a half.
Yeah.
43, 46 was for 2015. So, I mean, we do numbers. Just saying. Top five in the league for attendance every season. Just saying.
Baseball stadiums are kind of small then.
Yeah, they only hold 42, 45 or something like that.
Wow, that's shitty.
45 is really, you getting up there at 45. At 45, a lot of people are standing. That's why I can do baseball. It's not that big of a deal. It's one part of the ride.
Like 93,000, 92,000 was in that stadium.
Whose stadium?
At Georgia, University of Georgia, on with the day
game. Oh, yeah. Football stadiums are a whole other ball.
Yeah.
When I went to ASU and saw their stadium, nigga, it's like five tiers and like 10, 13 rows deep on each tier. I was like, Jesus Christ. And you go to Baylor Stadium. I pass Baylor Stadium every once in a while driving to Dallas. And all of their seats are on like one side, on like 3/4. So that's big as shit too. And I know they hold about 60 or 70. So you talking about NFL, 80,000 people? Don't know. How many pro games have you been to?
Oh, man. I went to one this year. Man, I'm going to another one. I'm going to see the Saints and the Falcons later on this month.
Ooh, that should be a hype game.
Yeah. Let's see. Been to the Falcons and Panthers, Jaguars and Lions.
And you always get good seats.
Not really, man. I look up sometime, man. You know.
Damn.
Who else on the scene, man? Falcons and Bills. Man.
Why did you
most of the time, you know, yeah, most times it's either Falcons, Panthers, Jaguars, you know, games they get to see.
Man. I had to get to a game, I guess.
I went to the Eagles and the Ravens game, but that was an exhibition game, long, like 96. Well, no, I was like a baby then. So, yeah.
The forget your age, bro. Don't forget your age,
man. I was a kid, man.
Hey, man. Shit. It's been another episode, man, of the Frocast. Episode 187's in the book. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting. We will holler at y'all in another episode next week. And we out this bitch. Hit us up on all social media. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.